And at 8:01, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 23 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The January session of Healthy You will be held Monday, January 27th at Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital. The program, entitled Minimally Invasive Spine Surgery, will be presented by Keith Lodia, MD, MS. Dr. Lodia offers neurological care at the CCHS Specialty Clinic and is affiliated with MD West 1. He practices general neurosurgery, encompassing the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves, with an emphasis in spinal surgery, having particular expertise in minimally invasive spine surgery. Dr. Lodia is board certified by the American Board of Neurological Surgery, and his areas of research include spinal surgery, tumors of the spine, and brain hemorrhages. Healthy You will be offered at noon on Monday, January 27th. The program is part of a free educational series with various topics offered monthly in conference room number 2, located in just inside the main atrium of the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required because a meal is provided for all attendees. Please call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Officials of the Healthiest State Initiative have announced the finalists for the 2020 Healthiest State Annual Awards. Individuals, communities, K-12 schools, early care providers, out-of-school programs, and workplaces will be recognized for their efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of Iowans in their respective sectors at an awards ceremony to be held February 6th in West Des Moines. The local finalists in some of the 8 categories include the City of Creston and the City of Manning for Healthy Hometown, powered by Wellmark Community Award. Also, Children's Center in Council Bluffs as early care provider. Live Well Montgomery County in Red Oak is nominated for the out-of-school program in Southwest Iowa. And a medium-sized workplace employer, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Each of the finalists will be recognized, and winners from each category will be announced at the Healthiest State Annual Awards. Again, that's February 6th at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. Each winner will be granted a monetary gift to continue their work focused on improving the health and well-being of their employees, students, or citizens. You can learn more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Midwest Partnership Development Corporation and Economic Development Corporation, serving Adair and Guthrie counties, will hold their annual dinner and program January 23rd at the Casey Community Building. Officials say Colleen Conrad and Casey Peterson, both from Casey, are guest speakers for the event. Conrad and Peterson will speak about how they began to get involved in Casey, how the grant committee began, the restoration of downtown buildings, and new businesses opening on Main Street. You can read more about them in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, the cost of the annual dinner is $27 per plate or $160 for a table of 6. Reservations are requested by no later than January 17th. You can make those to Sarah Gomez at 515-523-1262 or S. Gomez at MidwestPartnership.com. Registration is also available online via the link in this story on the news page at KJAN.com. Social hour for that event on January 23rd begins at 5:45 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6:30 and the annual meeting at 7 o'clock. Midwest Partnership is a collaborative economic development effort to facilitate the retention, expansion, and attraction of businesses to create jobs and improve quality of life in Adair and Guthrie counties. Officials of the Association of Iowa Fairs have announced the organization's board of directors has chosen the 2019 Cass County Fair as recipient of a Blue Ribbon Award. The award was presented at the association's 2019 conference and annual meeting that was held December 13th through the 15th in Des Moines. The Cass County Fair was chosen to receive the award from all fairs in the association's Southwest District. Thomas Barnes, executive director of the Iowa Fair Association, said one member fair in each of the association's 6 fair districts in Iowa is presented with the award each year. The fair that receives this award must have shown progress in providing service to the youth programs in their community, plus show distinguished service to the community in both the fair and interim events. Barnes said that he and his wife Sue visited the Cass County Fair several times and found that it does indeed serve very well the community as outlined in the guidelines of the award. Cass County Fair President Kurt Bierbaum said, "We're very excited to have received the 2019 Blue Ribbon Fair Award. Cass County, being one of the few all-free fairs in the county, is something to be proud of," he said. Bierbaum said that we also could not have the successful fair that we do without the superintendents, the volunteers, parents, extension staff, FFA advisors, and county support. The 2020 Cass County Fair, by the way, will be held July 22nd through the 28th here in Atlantic. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association is hosting two free area educational events for feedlot and cow-calf producers during the month of January. Each forum will include a free meal, a trade show, and an update from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, along with the Iowa Beef Industry Council, and educational sessions. Now, there's a feedlot forum set for January 15th at the Carrollton Inn in Carroll from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. That'll give area producers the opportunity to learn about ways to manage risk and incorporate EIDs into their beef business. In addition to those topics, Carl Babbler of Atten and Babbler Commodities will provide a cattle and grain market outlook with his presentation called Producing Cattle in the Global Marketplace with a plan to manage price risk. Again, that's on the 15th in Carroll at the Carrollton Inn from 9:30 until 3:30 p.m. And there's a cow-calf forum scheduled for Thursday, January 16th in Mount Air from 5 until 8:30 p.m. And that'll be at the Southwest Iowa Rural Electric Cooperative Building in Mount Air. If you're a cow-calf producer, you don't want to miss the opportunity to hear about how to improve cow nutrition and calf performance from expert Dr. Allison Meyer of the University of Missouri. Lee Schultz of Iowa State University will be providing the market outlook, letting producers know what to expect in the cattle markets each year. Producers can make their reservations for either of those two events by calling 515-296-2266. Walk-ins are always welcome, and you do not need to be a member in order to attend. More information in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, actually the Ag and Outdoor page. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.